Teens Table Talk, bringing you to the mental health conversation.
Hello everybody. Today we're going to talk about burnout. Specifically, we're going to go in depth on our thoughts relating to burnout. What is burnout? Action in response to burnout, our emotions, the long-term response, and our remedies finally to burnout, the unhealthy and the healthy ones.
So what is burnout? Burnout is basically mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion, usually caused by a difference in work capacity or workload. So if you're just given so much to do, or you just have a lot to do and you are just overwhelmed, that can cause burnout. So from what I've seen, it can be like, let's say your parents pressure you to do a certain degree in university and you're very invested in it for a certain amount of time, but then you realize it's like not what you want to do, but you're kind of still forced to do it. That can cause burnout because, you know, you lose motivation to do assignments, work like that. And in general, it's just exhaustion where you just don't want to do anything.
Okay, so what kind of thoughts are we talking about here? Okay, so when you're burned out, right, you can have self-loathing, self-hating, be like, damn, I kind of suck. I didn't finish my assignment on time. What am I gonna do? Let's just doom scroll on TikTok. That'll be funny.
Thoughts related to burnout. You might think that you're just being lazy or you're just dumb and nobody else is going through this. Well, really, that's the opposite, because burnout could mean that you're caring so much about what you're doing that you neglect other parts of your life, and you're not lazy. You just need a break. These thoughts of you're just being lazy because you're not doing the thing that you set your mind to, or you're just dumb because you don't understand what's going on around you.
Due to our thoughts and what we think, as I said before, it can lead to us having different responses to what we think. If we're in this pit of self-loathing, we might just lay in bed for a long time, or like I said previously, just doom scroll. Those would kind of be not very healthy responses or actions towards what we're feeling as burnout. Positive things we can do as to deal with burnout, or some responses that we might have, would be just taking some time to ourselves, going outside, touching some grass, literally, read a book, try to find some good, healthy responses.
Sometimes thoughts are surface thoughts, things that are in your head, of things that spiral, things of your head telling you things. But sometimes thoughts are more so fundamentals, things that you believe without realizing it. Things like, I am incapable of doing this. Things like, I am worthless. Things like that, that aren't necessarily your head telling you that immediately, but so long-term. Things that your thoughts are long-term, things that are constantly with you, opposed to surface thoughts. And that can also be very impactful.
Lots of our actions and responses might not be voluntary, like, for example, procrastination. Just because you know you should be doing something and you want, sometimes even if you want to be doing something, doesn't mean you have, like, the mental capacity or the energy even to do it. And procrastination isn't always your fault, right? It can be caused by the things around you, or just, you know, burnout, literally. And other times we can put our energy into things that aren't necessarily what we quote unquote should be doing, should be spending our time doing. Like, for example, if you get a hobby and then you're just constantly 24/7 thinking about this hobby or doing something like in regards of the hobby instead of doing what you know you should be doing instead, it's not necessarily your fault. It's just the result of how your life is going so far, or like, you know, burnout.
Yeah, in that retrospect, like as you said, we might have things that we do a lot. For example, sometimes I have an assignment due and I'm like, I kind of want to knit. Let me just 24/7 knit a blanket and learn again how to knit, or maybe like start reading a book that's like 12 hours long to read when I should probably be studying right now, right? As we said, we should take some time for ourselves to just kind of recuperate ourselves in our mental state. But also sometimes it's not so healthy to do all these things. We should probably find the reason why are we stressed right now. And is what we're doing a response to our stress, basically? Basically a sign of our burnout, right? And I think the science can show in different ways, and we should probably take some responsibility towards recognizing what it is we're doing.
And the accumulation of these thoughts and actions ultimately can lead to some people to develop some depression or anxiety around what they're doing and the state of their life currently. And because they feel like their goal is floating farther and farther away and you feel like you can never reach it at this point, that could cause you to be isolated by yourself in your own head. And I've experienced this a lot while, like, you know, procrastinating, while doing other things other than the goal that I had wanted to do in the first place. It feels like these things are farther and farther and not attainable anymore, and that could lead to a lot of depression and anxiety and guilt around this topic in general, and leading it to be harder to achieve or like feel like harder to achieve. And this could create a cycle as well of burnout, where because we're not addressing the problem, we get more burnt out and more burnt out, and it creates a cycle that way.
I think that a lot of the problem with these actions that happen is that when you are using a strategy or an action or whatever to get away from a difficult emotion, to have that moment of peace during a high emotional time, that is one thing. But when you are using that same thing to get away from having to do work or whatever it is because you are worried about that stress that causes, that's not necessarily your fault, but it is harmful to you. So what needs to happen is you need to learn how to safely have an emotion. People don't know how to have an emotion and be in that emotion, so they avoid it and they run away from it, which causes it to come back bigger and bigger as more and more work stacks up. And sometimes these actions are things that aren't necessarily harmful to you, like doing a hobby or whatever, but sometimes they're like sex, drugs, alcohol, whatever, that are like not necessarily healthy for you and are sometimes dangerous to you. And so that isn't the healthy escape route, and it's not just an easy out. It is actually just building up the problem more.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back to that cycle that Hera was talking about, right? You do, as a response to having been burned out, you might, as was stated, you might resort to drugs, sex, alcohol, or anything, and that just kind of puts you in a deeper pit. You're just digging a bigger hole, and you're just going again to the cycle, which later you will continue to be like, hey, first I was sad because I missed an assignment, and then I resorted to just drinking a few. Now I kind of miss my whole class, let me just drink a few more. And you just keep going into the cycle that it's not healthy. And when these things are happening, I think best to recognize it and be like, why is this happening? And if you do have an assignment, I think we're focusing more on assignments because we're in school, but it can be anything else, just find ways to deal with it. Like, maybe go up to a teacher, tell them, hey, I've been feeling kind of stressed recently, could I have an extension, or is there something else I could do to have more time? And just find ways, healthy ways, like we were talking, of dealing with it, right?
To add on to the hole digging, some of the times we just, instead of addressing burnout and not necessarily thinking of the root problem, but instead of trying to like deal with the burnout and such, we resort to distractions, distracting ourselves from our emotions, essentially. And like, we use hobbies or doom scrolling, cough, cough. But yeah, I think a lot of the hole digging is just distracting ourselves from the quote unquote root problem.
I feel like we've been talking a lot about related to school specifically, but it can happen in different ways. Like, you could be burned out from your family. Like, you see them every single day. You might get tired, right? And maybe just taking some time to yourself, or like going out with a friend, or touching some grass once again, right? There's different, the point is, there's different things that can cause burnout. It's an exhaustion. You can be exhausted from different things. It can be work, can be family, friends even. And yeah.
And just to like end on something that we can help remedy burnout, there's like two categories that we made, unhealthy and healthy. So let's start on unhealthy. Some people, because of burnout, they might develop self-hatred, and because they are farther away from their goals, or they might become overconfident and think that that burnout is actually helping them because they are able to do an assignment in 1 hour or 2 hours or how much time they're giving. And I think that both like ends of the spectrum are ultimately unhealthy ways to deal with burnout because you're not addressing the burnout or the cause of the burnout, but just thinking that it is improving you or thinking it is solely on you. You're the reason why you are burnt out or you're not, your situation that you're in, you might just develop self-hatred because you think that it is on you to get out of this hole. And because you haven't gone out of it, you might hate yourself because of that.
Okay, moving on to healthy remedies. First thing I feel like that would help in recovering from burnout is metacognition, which is just like knowing about the process of like what's your brain doing and why it's doing what it's doing, kind of like, okay, like if you're burnout, then you kind of have to think about all of the steps that we just mentioned. So what thoughts are you having? What actions are you having? Are you doing in response to those thoughts? And then if that is creating an emotional response in you, are you depressed? Are you sad? Are you anxious? Are you laying in bed not doing anything? And then realizing that it is a cycle and it may come back. And depending on your routine or the lack of change in your routine, you might have to experience burnout again. But just recognizing that process is the first step to really breaking down what you're doing, why you're doing it, and then that'll help you not feel bad about yourself or kind of hate yourself in a way, because you'll realize that it's just kind of your response to whatever is going on in your life.
To add on to the cycle part, I think we should mention that just because your burnout has gone away for a couple months or a couple weeks or a couple days doesn't mean it's not going to come back, right? I feel like we should, instead of distracting yourself, doom scrolling or whatever, actually try to think about why it's happening and see if we can like minimize the burnout, not get rid of it entirely, because that's just a part of life, I think, but just to not be as burned out in a sense.
Yeah, like basically finding ways to cope with it, right? Sure, now you don't have burnout. Fantastic. Congratulations. Here's a high five. However, guess what? It's going to happen again, okay? Everyone gets burned out. Are you perfect? No. Am I? Probably not. Kind of. Just kidding. But however, everyone's going to get burned out. It'll be fine. Just try to recognize, I think, would be the best step. Hey, I've been laying in bed for like 3 days straight. Probably burning out. Should find some different way to cope with it, right? And just recognizing it. It's not about trying to prevent it, because you can't, or like trying to stop it, because you can't really stop it. It's gonna happen. Just recognize and find healthy ways to cope with it. Build long-term strategies on how to recognize it and deal with it. And talking in sense of like unhealthy ways, if you might be used to, like, for example, an assignment, you procrastinate, you have 1 hour to finish it, and you might be able to do it at that time, and you might be like, hey, doesn't matter, procrastinating, I still finish the assignment. Yeah, you might have been able to do it this time, but soon enough, you won't be able to do that forever, right? These are, like, you don't realize it, but these are long-term things, strategies that you're building that are not healthy, and that will come back and bite you later, which is why you should be recognizing and trying to solve different ways to do this. So it's just about building long-term strategies, man.
Right. And so for this podcast, we've talked a lot about burnout being a response to doing something. But many people fail to realize that burnout also has a lot more to do with being burnt out of doing nothing, right? Say you've just finished a big exam, you just graduated high school, graduated university, right? You don't know what you're going to do with your life, so you spend your days doom scrolling, lying in bed, getting absolutely nothing done, and in doing that, you kind of fall into the pit of thinking, oh, I can't do anything, or oh, I'm depressed, or oh, I have no direction. And that's a type of burnout as well, because you're burnt out of doing nothing, and you can't even get out of that burnout by like saying, oh, get through it, I'm gonna do my essay in a single hour, you know? Or I have 114 words per minute, so if I take 10 minutes on this essay, it'll be done. my 1,000 words. And it's not a very effective strategy for getting through burnout of not doing anything. So in these kinds of cases, you might want to consider letting the intrusive thoughts win for once, right? So say you're going to a cafe, right? And you always go to the cafe, tell them, I just want an iced Americano, and you never talk to them again. Maybe this time you're going to break out of your shell and you're going to say, hi, what's your name? And you learn more about your barista, right? Or maybe you go outside, you touch grass. But then you, while you're touching grass, you see somebody walking their dog and you talk to them. Like, it's a very irrational thing to do. Not a lot of people will rationalize. Like, does it make any sense to go talk to somebody? It doesn't make sense. Nobody goes out to talk to people. I refuse to believe it. It's not true. It doesn't make sense. But anyway, there's a burnout of not doing anything.
But I think to end this out, burnout is real. And a lot of people go through it, even though it might not look like that in the moment. Burnout is real. And that taking a break is not a step back. It can actually be a step forward and actually help you achieve your goals in the long run. So if you think you need a break, take a break.
Remember that anyone can be going through burnout, even if you don't notice it. Even your barista.